The master planning panel answered audience questions about the criteria, costs, and timing of issues related to grade alignment. Some in the audience wanted to talk about the high school options. How soon would ninth grade be back in the high school? When could the district begin construction if the funding was available? Are the planners considering two high schools? Where exactly will the ninth grade expansion be? Parent Christina Miller said she has been involved in the grade alignment conversation for 5 years and is ready for a decision. She believes Park City should have just one high school.
It's really time to rip off the Band-Aid and give us a deadline for when this process is going to be done.
Miller said Treasure Mountain Junior High School is a sick building, saying it has caused strange illnesses in people who have worked there.
Please tell me. I see remodel of Treasure in here, but as a parent who's had children go through Treasure and spending a lot of time there, whose water you can't drink, tell me please that you're not thinking of actually remodeling that school where the walls won't stand up if the snow's against them versus burning it down and starting it.
Britta Mosley has kids who play baseball, and she said her group wants to know where the ninth grade wing will be located. Should it expand into the baseball diamond, her group wants the school board to consider replacing the dirt field with turf.
Over 100 families who are part of our sports program, the Park City Baseball Youth and High School program. Our kids, I mean, they're traveling over 1,000 more miles, missing over 20 hours of additional school by having to leave much earlier, leave more days,
Kara Hendrickson praised the work of the planning committees and said the public might get more engaged if they know when the final decision will occur.
What's the deadline to make a decision? Or do these questions? Because we've been having these great conversations for a year.
GSBS consulting architect Clio Rayner said a new building typically takes about 3 years to plan and build out, providing funding is in place. Remodels and expansions can be quick and phased in over summer breaks, and some can occur while school is in session. Superintendent Jill Gilday told the audience they'll collect more input through a survey between now and May 21st, and she expects there will be some decision-making between then and the June 19th Board of Education meeting. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.